the Falcons coming off a loss to the Seahawks at home, 34-14. The discussion we were having earlier was whether or not there is an issue with the energy from the crowd to the players themselves. Let's hear from quarterback Kirk Cousins, who spoke with Dave Archer postgame.
Yeah, I think it's our job to bring the energy the way we play. And, first series had the penalties, the pre-snap penalties that made it hard to overcome that and get the first down. And then the second drive, I missed Ray Ray on that third down. I thought we had a chance for a touchdown there. I threw it long, and that one loomed large as the game went on because we ended up missing the kick and then got a touchdown, and then had the 2-minute drive at the end of the half, didn't get anything. And so then we kicked it back to them, and they were able to go down and get points. So those four possessions, we were close, and then we just didn't make the play we needed to make to come away with more points. Then the second half felt like we were, starting strong with a touchdown on the first drive, then got back down 10, and we were really right there, I still think, in the fourth quarter until the sack fumble, on my part that I felt, that started to kind of change the tone of the game.
Yeah, I think he kind of took the smart way right there of talking about that. I think that's kind of the way you want him to talk about it. You don't want him to sit there and blame the fans and say, well, fans weren't really into it. They're sitting on their hands. Kind of takes the blame on his own shoulders, right? I should have made more plays. We should have awakened the crowd and everything else. And that's the attitude he's supposed to have, right? It doesn't matter if you're home, away, crowd asleep, nobody in the building, whatever it may be. You got to do the things necessary to go out and win the game. His focus can't be on the crowd. And truth be told, I don't know if the crowd had a ton to do with the outcome anyways. Like, it was flat, and I think it was disappointing a lot of different ways, but I can't sit here and say that if they would have been rowdy that the game would have had any different outcome. It wasn't like, other than the penalty-laden plays, it wasn't like third down was a massive thing or that you couldn't create havoc. And I guess you can't say either way, but it was what it was to me. It was just a sleepy atmosphere in there, and the team played like it.
Bijan Robinson did not play like it. He had a big day. Rushed for 21 times for 103 yards and a touchdown. He also caught three passes for 40 yards. So that was probably the lone bright spot in all of this for the team in that loss.
Yeah, it was the bright spot. I mean, he was our player of the game. He was our Solomon Brothers player of the game, actually. Bijan has brought it every week, though. Even the one game where he seemed to, like Tyler Allgeier, I think it was the Tampa game? Where Tyler kind of, I think it was Tampa where Tyler picked up a little bit. Maybe it was the New Orleans and Bijan, maybe looked like his hammy was a little banged up.
All I can remember from Tampa is the passing game. I don't remember either one of them running the ball because we passed so many times. 58 options.
Maybe that was, but then that's one. But even then he was active in the passing game. Every time he touched the ball yesterday, it was 7-8 yards, it felt like. And it was not the easy way. I can't tell you how many times, just on handoffs, he made guys miss in the backfield.
Yeah,
and he the catch he makes out on the perimeter, and when it was a little swing dump off, whatever you want to call it. First off, he has to snag it out of the sky, and then
that was something right there.
Take 1 foot forward, it felt like help a guy leave some laundry on the field, and then step it up. And he also took that little dump off. I think it was in the third quarter, and he ran it 26 yards, and he almost broke that one.
Yeah.
He was just phenomenal in every phase of the game yesterday, and including once again, he's the best pass pro running back I think in football.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt in my eyes. But you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I'll let both of y'all weigh in on this. I actually thought that yesterday was the best game that Bijan has had as a running back, like period. Not catching the ball out of the backfield. I know he's done that a number of times, created some explosives. But when you look at his actual runs, like you mentioned, making guys miss before the line of scrimmage, getting into the line of scrimmage, sticking your foot in the ground, breaking tackles, it's like obviously speed is a big deal for Bijan, but the use of acceleration is a bigger thing than speed probably for a guy like Bijan Robinson. I don't know. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. I thought yesterday was his best day as a running back since he has been with the Falcons. I thought it was incredible.
Well, it's his third straight 100-yard rushing game, so I would say that's probably pretty accurate right there to have that get that done this season for him.
It's a vision thing, I think. I think his vision has gotten so much better. I think early in last year, I felt like there were times where the patience – was just off with maybe what he was seeing, and I think it's all kind of slowed down for him.
I agree.
And I think you can see it. I think you see a lot of it just in his pass protection with how he can pick. Not only, like, it's one thing in being physical enough to take on a blitzing linebacker or defensive end, but to me it's the other thing, the wherewithal, the vision, the knowledge of where they're coming to be able to step in and make that play. And he's gotten that, and I think you see it in his running, in him running the ball as well.
Yeah.
And just a quick note for you, that was his first time rushing for 105 yards since he did it back against the Jags, and that was back in 2023.
Yeah, I just think, and maybe I'm reading too much into this. Maybe I'm not. All right, but we talked about how the team was a little bit flat yesterday. You go back and look at the injury report last week that this team is putting out. And twice on that injury report is Bijan, limited participant, whatever, and it just says, like, rest. He looked like the guy that had been resting for a couple days last week. He looked so explosive, so energetic, so full of playmaking ability that when I look at that, and I'm watching him yesterday, and I'm going, he looks like the guy on the injury report that had that listed next to his name. He looks like he's got fresh legs.
I also think that it's part of the reason why we should stop trying to say that we don't need both and one's better than the other is I think that you're seeing how they complement each other. Like last week, you were able to lean on Tyler at the end of the game, right, in that – 4-minute offense moment, whatever you want to call it, where let's just grind this thing to it's over. Let's just grind it out and get this clock running. And Tyler was your guy, and that's what he really is good at. And then this week, Bijan is healthy. I mean, I say healthy, but like you said, fresh. He's got that extra burst in it. I mean, and he has the game. And next week, maybe it's there's nothing wrong with him rotating. But I can tell you something. He had another 100 yards. He's almost at 500 already for the season. And he added another touchdown. He's just playing well. And Drake London, say something, the chemistry between Drake London, Kirk talked about it in the clip that we played of Kirk with Arch. He talked about missing Ray Ray. And that one was that was a huge play in the game.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever miss Drake, it feels like. It just feels like and Drake is making catches that they are not easy at all. I mean, I'm telling you, he is the Tony Gonzalez to Matt Ryan.
I like that.
That is what he is.
I like that. My man, Tony G.
Because if there's nothing there, I know this guy can make the catch in traffic, contested. I know that the ball, his route's going to be sharp. This is a safe throw, even though it's not necessarily it's not necessarily a clean throw because it's going through all this traffic.
Quick correction, he had 103 yards again. But can we talk about the penalties, though, in this game? And then also the false starts that happened. That was what jumped out to me in the broadcast. I think they had three of them, and that doesn't happen at home.
Yeah, great. Jonathan Vilma, I'm sure, was probably the one on the call. No, I'm just kidding.
He
drives me nuts.
Again,
and I know he drives Falcons fans, but I think
but
to your point.
But nine penalties for 72 yards total. So
I think to your point.
You.
I think the false starts definitely jump out to you. I think Kyle Hinton had one after he enters the game for Matthew Bergeron, which was frustrating. But to me, it was all about the third down penalties, right? When you look at the penalties that you were getting off the field on third down, Nate Lamon had a hands to the face. Damon Harris with one of the more unfortunate roughing the passer penalties that I've ever seen. Literally just bumped into Arnold Ebiketie and fell down. So a couple of those were definitely unfortunate. There was an OPI, I believe, that brought things back at a certain time. And then there's one they picked up. I think it was on Julian Love that was supposed to be a pass interference. They just picked it up and said, it was incidental contact.
Which is garbage because.
Ridiculous. Like, I mean, like every corner ever is like, man, I didn't mean to. It's incidental contact.
But the problem is that the only reason why those four players came together in that is because Mooney was held across the field. He was being held. Running his route and it bottlenecked everything, and then you have a four-car collision or player collision, whatever you want to call it, and it's just terrible. But I tell you what, Bill Vinovich was on one from the start because I have never heard. In fact, I don't think he's supposed to do what he did in the coin toss. Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Where he's so the Falcons win the toss, they defer, and so. The loser of the toss has to then, when a team defers, you have to say that you want the ball. If not, the Falcons will get the ball twice.
Yeah, he inserted himself.
Yeah, he goes, you want to take the ball.
You want to say yes.
And it's like, Hey, man, you're not supposed to do that.
Keep your mouth shut, Bill.
Like, let him screw that up.
Shut up, Bill.
So he inserted himself very early into the game.
I agree,
and never took himself
out
of it.
That was a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I wonder if you can complain about that to the league. Like, I
maybe
wonder.
Maybe they'll put out a statement.
Yeah, like, yeah. We should, you know what?
Everybody throw my beer bottle.
Yeah, they should have thrown beer on the field. And maybe Vinovich could have changed it then. Who knows?